The distance between insanity and genius is measured only by success.
Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little effort every day, you will make a big difference.今天早读来自电影《明日帝国》。疯子和天才的区别在于谁成功了。The distance between insanity and genius is measured only by success. The distance between insanity and genius is measured only by success. 我们看美音。The distance between insanity and genius is measured only by success. The distance between insanity and genius is measured only by success. 首先我们做英音的语音讲解，我们来看 distance 这个词。那我们看这个词重读音节在第一个音节上， distance, distance。那后面这个 t 的发音我们做送气打折，可以发成 distance, 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 distance。那也可以仍然送气发一个 t, distance, distance。这不是严格的，一定要发送气或者是一定不送气啊。The distance between insanity, between 后面这个是 e 的元音，所以不要发 between, 应该是 between, between, between. The distance between insanity, insanity 重读音节在第二个音节上， insanity. 那我们之前也讲到过，以字母 y 结尾的多音节单词，一般呢重读音节会落在倒数第三个音节上。那这是一个四音节单词，所以倒数第三就是正数第二。Insanity, insanity, insanity. The distance between insanity and genius. Genius 这个词我们也要注意，有两点需要注意的。一个就是末尾的这个元音不要读卷舌的 genius, 应该是 genius, genius. 那还要注意字母 I 和字母 U 对应两个音节，也就是两拍 nia, nia.所以这个词其实是有三音节 da da da, genius, 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 genius. 那读得快一些呢就是 genius, genius. The distance between insanity and genius, 在 genius 的后面我们可以停顿一次， is measured only by success. Measure 这个词我们在周一早读出现了，中间这个部分呢读 z, z,Measure, measure is measured only by success. 在 only 这个词上我们可以做重读， is measured only by success. 天才和疯子只看他们谁成功了， only by success. 那 measured 跟 only 当然也可以做连读，那如果我们在 only 上面重读了的话呢，就在前面形成短暂停顿了，这个 measured 跟 only 就没有连读了， is measuredonly by success, 或者语速快一点， is measured only by success, is measured only by success. 所以连读也好不连读也好，有的时候也要看强调点。好，我们来用非常慢的速度用英音读一下。 The distance between insanity and genius is measured only by success. 好，我们再看美音。 The distance between insanity and genius is measured only by success.跟刚才英英讲到有区别的地方呢，就是 measure, 美音读 measure, measure, 后面加的 d 读的 measured, measured, 后面 only, 美音读 only, only by success, only by success, is measured only by success. 那这句话我们分成两个部分，我们以 is 作为界限，前面算是一个部分，后面算一部分。我们在 is 的前面做停顿。 The distance between insanity and genius is measured only by success. Is measured only by success. 当然也可以在 only 上重读， is measured only by success. 那同样呢也要注意这句话里的 genius， 不管音还是美，只要单词里不含有字母 r， 肯定不会读出 r 这个音的。美音读 genius， 英音也是读 genius， 这个词英音美音没有区别。好，我们来用非常慢的速度用美音读一下。 The distance between insanity and genius is measured only by success. 好，发音部分我们就讲到这儿了。我们来看这句话的意思。首先呢，这里有一个小词链 ,the distance between something and something, 就是什么和什么之间的差距。比如说 ,I created the distance between you and Lillian. 这句话的意思就是我使你和 Lillian 之间产生了隔阂。A distance between you and Lillian. 你和 Lillian 之间有距离了，也就是产生了隔阂嘛。后面这个 is measured by something, 就是靠什么而衡量的。比如说 ,life is measured by thought and action, not by time. 生命是靠思想和行动来衡量的，而不是靠时间。那我们再来拓展一个跟它有关的名词，就是 measure, 后面加 ment, 名词后缀 ,measurement, 表示测量结果或者叫做尺寸。我们在周一早读里面讲到了一个小词链是 beyond measure, 超越测量，也就是无法测量了。第三个我们来讲一下 insanity 和 genius, 这两个词我们一看就是相反的意思。insanity 它是由形容词 insane 变过来的，变成了名词表示精神错乱或者是讲作神经病。后面这个 genius 表示天才，所以我们就知道天才和精神病也就是疯子的区别呢，就在于谁获得了成功。也就是说疯子和天才其实仅一步之遥。今天的活学活用呢，我们就来用 the distance between something and something, 什么和什么之间的距离，用这个小词链来造一个句子。今天早读我们再来读一下，首先是英音版。The distance between insanity and genius is measured only by success. 美音。The distance between insanity and genius is measured only by success. 今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.